Yeah, that's something that's been going on for about, 15 years or so now. And it's a deep creek lake, beautiful setting for this time of year, and it's one of the largest Scottish festivals on the East Coast. Of course, they have the Celtic music, something called the Kirkin o' the Tartans, which is sort of like the dance with the Scottish Celts and such, including, of course, you'd have to have the St. Andrews Golf Tournament. Details on page 32 in Recreation News.
And you guys have an event in North Beach, right?
We sure do. As a matter of fact, Calvert County this weekend has a ton of events going on. Tonight at North Beach, and that's actually every Friday night through the summer, it's the Classic Car Cruise-In at North Beach. Great location to have a Classic Car Cruise-In. And then Saturday, the Lighthouse Adventure Cruise. Of course, that's a boat cruise at the Calvert Marine Museum to go and see some of the lighthouses. And then on Sunday, also in Calvert County, it's Children's Day at the Farm at the Jefferson Patterson Park and Museum. And then on North Beach, once again, we have another event there on Sunday. It's the Home and Garden Tour. We have all those details for Calvert County on page 2 of this issue.
This is the weekend of the Frederick Festival of the Arts, and it sounds like a blast.
It is. They've been doing that for a while, and it gets better and better every year. Of course, any Festival of the Arts, what you would expect is going to be obviously a lot of the art vendors, you know, selling their crafts, as well as the kind of foods and such that you'll find at any festival. But what's really great about this, it's in a super location in downtown Frederick. So you have the canal and the parks, and they actually have a dozen different bands and musicians on three different stages throughout the weekend with really great high-quality performances. So the whole weekend, it's just a wonderful event.
And it's Celebrate Fairfax this weekend.
That's right, and that's a big festival all weekend long in downtown Fairfax. If staying in Northern Virginia is more to your liking, that's one not to miss. Once again, the big names and entertainment, lots of food, lots of activities, really something fun for the whole family there.
And the American Hiking Society, it's National Trail Day.
Yes, and they have a number of different activities going on. Basically, the American Hiking Society, they have the annual Trails Day where they're trying to have something everywhere going on. So there's tons of hikes. At AmericanHiking.org, you can see a full listing of them. One of my favorite hikes that's going to be coming up is a brand new one, though, something we've not had the opportunity to do before. And that's the Woodrow Wilson Bridge Trail opens this Saturday.
Really?
Beginning at 1 o'clock, the public can finally use this, and it's something we've really been anticipating. It's a little over a mile long and 12 feet wide, and it's a multi-use trail, so it allows both hikers, bikers, and pedestrians to travel between Alexandria, Virginia, and Prince George's County. We've seen this under construction for so long, it's just a breath of fresh air to see it finally opening up, and a whole lot of details are available on that on WABA.org, which stands for the Washington Area Bicycling Association. Very excited about that opportunity.
You know what's great about this time of year is that if you are staying in D.C. and you're not really sure what you want to do, there's still plenty of stuff to do.
There is, and as a matter of fact, one of the challenges that I have in preparing for the show every week is sorting through all the events and saying, gee, I've only got time for so many, and there's so much more I'd like to talk about. This weekend, over 100 events and exhibits are listed in Recreation News and recreationnews.com, so there really is something for everybody, every age group and every interest, and every spot of geography in and around the region.
What sort of deals do you have on tap this week?
Well, of course, there's always a ton of deals in Recreation News, but I wanted to focus a little bit on Deep Creek Lake because the McHenry Highlands Festival is there. So if you're going to head up to Deep Creek Lake, there's a couple to consider. Long & Foster Realty has 30% off, and that's on page 9. And if you prefer something more like a hotel, the Silver Tree Suites have what they call their suite deal. So you can kind of get an upgrade, get a suite for the price of a room. Or Raleigh Mountain Lake Vacations, if you want to do a whole week up at Deep Creek Lake, they're having up to $1,000 off on certain rentals. Details on page 11 there. And, of course, you can't talk about Deep Creek Lake without mentioning WISP. Tons of specials going on there as well. Fly fishing packages, if you're into the outdoors. The room and fly fishing from $127. Adventure packages, if you like rock climbing or mountain biking, from $102. And, of course, golf. And, yes, this is not a typo. The greens fees and the room from $67.